Continuing with Haftarah Sra, we are in Pasuk Yudalad, Yeshayahu Nadad, Pasuk Yudalad. So we were just speaking about the prophecy of Yeshayahu that there will be a, or he's giving a nechama, there will be a nechama, and there will be stability. There will be beautiful stones that will be foundational. And it's talking about literal stones in a sense of, you know, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but also you know, figuratively, symbolically, that stability, that things will be found, it'll be menucha. Chol b'nayich lumud Hashem, v'rav shalom b'nayich. Children will be able to be builders. They will be people who are learning Hashem and marba shalom in the world. And that's what everybody wants, right? Everybody, but you want world peace, right? But for real, in a deeper sense of the world reaching a state of perfection, and this is Yeshayahu referring to Mashiach, times of Mashiach. So now we get into Yudal. Bitzdaka tikonani. So tikonani, and the next word rachaki. And then a couple hours later, Sira'i, are instructing towards a female. So it's an instruction. Yeshayahu is giving an instruction to Klal Yisrael. Bitzdaka tikonani. So establish yourself with tzedakah. So what does tzedakah mean? So tzedakah, from the Lashon of tzedek, means righteousness. Right? Bitzdaka tikonani. Establish yourself with tzedakah. Who said it? Yeah, so the Malav actually points out, he says, Habinyan sheizkarti shetivne tzion me'avne chefetz gemar habinyan yeh al yedei tzedakah. So he says that the binyan, the building, the structure that we mentioned, that Sion should be rebuilt from Avne Chefetz, from precious stones. So he continues, Gemar Abinyan, Ya Al Yidei Hatzdaka. Shehem Maisim Tovim Bein Adon Lamakom. So the completion of this building is going to be the Tzedaka, which is the Maisim Tovim of that are Bein Adon Lamakom. And it says because of that it'll be a protection from damaging forces, but what he's saying is that this is the lashon of tikonani is a lashon of following up on the building, right? There's a building, there are precious stones, and then but you need to complete this binyan with tzedakah, with righteousness. And then he says rachaki, that's Yeshayahu, rachaki me'oshek. Distance yourself from oshek, from oppression. Kilo sirai, because you shouldn't fear. Umi mechita, kilo sikra ve'layach. And mechita, this panic, this anxiety, should not come upon you. So what does this mean? Rachaki me oshek, distance yourself from oppression. So there are two main approaches in the Rishonim of what this means. In my version of Rashi over here, it actually quotes, looks like two Mefarshim explaining different Peshatim in Rashi. Right, it quotes the Barbanel, it's over here. But we'll take a look at the two Peshatim, but the other Rishonim basically have one of these two approaches. So first of all, what do you guys think? Simple. What's rachakim yoshek? Distance yourself from oppression. What does that sound like you're saying?
Try to be free.
From being oppressed. Distance yourself from being oppressed. Good. What's another possibility? Distance yourself from oppression. So that could mean distance yourself from being oppressed, or distance yourself from If I tell you, right, stay away from trouble. So what am I telling you? What was that?
Don't do trouble. Just
be good. So don't make trouble. Or
be good.
Right. Well, so that's all the same meaning, right? So don't make trouble. But also stay away from trouble is don't hang out with a bad crew that's going to get you involved in trouble, right? So distance yourself from OSHA could mean distance yourself from oppressing and distance yourself from being oppressed, right? So this is the way the first one is. Rashi says, Rachakime Oshek, distance yourself from Oshek, Kimo Hisnari Meafar, Tirachakim Mina Oshkim, Osach, distance yourself from those who will oppress you. And then the first Pshat Rashi over here is Rachakime Oshek, Tirachik Me Lasok Bine Adam, Kiderach Osim Rishayim. Sha'osvim mamon migezel. It says, distance yourself from doing a perversion of justice and this oppression from other people the way Rishayim do, that they gather and they try to steal money from people. Aval atem lo titzrichu l'gzol. You are not going to need to steal. Ki lo tiru'u midalus v'anius umimechata. You're not going to have to fear because of poverty and being destitute, and from this anxiety, ki lo tavo v'lo tikra elecha, right? Because it's not going to come to you. Meaning the first way to read a pasuk is saying, distance. Don't be involved in oppressing people and taking advantage of people financially. Don't do that. Distance yourself from that, because you don't need to fear. You don't need to fear poverty. You don't need to fear that you're not going to be able to make ends meet if you don't do it. You're not going to need to fear that you're going to stand out. Don't worry about it. Distance yourself from Oshek nevertheless. First shot. Yeah? Now, a second way to read this. Oh, morning, Danny. Second way to read this is distance yourself from being oppressed. So let's take a look. Bitztaka shetase tiyeh nechona. That with the tztaka that you do, you'll be nechon, you'll be correct, you'll be good. Begulas olam, in the redemption of the world. V'tiyeh rechoka me'oshek, and then you will be far from me'oshek bnei adam. You're going to be far from the oppression of others. Ki lo tiri afil pachad v'yira lo yelecha mehem. Because you're going to be distanced from even pachad and yira, a dread, and yira, a dread or fear, you'll be far from you. V'tiyeh rechoka me'mechata, you'll be far from anxiety. Shalo tikrav elecha, it's not going to come to you. Meaning, another way to read this pasuk is, don't expect to be oppressed anymore. You have been oppressed for a long time. Don't expect to be oppressed. Get out of that dark state. Get out of that victimhood. Get out of being oppressed. You're not going to need that anymore. You shouldn't expect to be oppressed. Don't fear. Don't have anxiety. Don't panic. Because I'm going to protect you. I'm going to help you. I'm getting out of this. If you've been stuck at Tikkunani, if you establish yourself in righteousness, if you build a new binyan of precious stones, and you are involved in that tzedaka, then you don't have to worry about oppression. Racha kime osha. So those are the two pshatim. But tzedaka tikkunani, when you establish yourself in tzedaka, if you do that tzedaka, so either continuation, rachakiv me oshek, meaning continue, also distance yourself from oshek. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to do tzedakah. Don't be afraid to hold back from oshek. Hashem will provide everything you need. Another possibility is, but tzedakah tikkunani, if you do that, then you have a guarantee for safety, for protection. You don't have to expect to be oppressed. You will be taken care of. But the bottom line is that you have something active to do. Bitzdaka tikkunani, and then continuing distancing yourself from Moshek or distancing the expectation of being oppressed, but you have to be the one that's establishing that tzedakah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be an Eved Hashem. You have to be a Yerushimayim over anything else. That's one of the big inyanim in this parsha, last parsha, of real Yiras Hashem over anything else. And the next verse, Yeshayahu, the next psukim, we're going to demonstrate. The next three psukim, we're going to demonstrate how much everything is from Hashem, how every challenge that you may face in your life stems from Hashem, and with that foreknowledge, you should know that the way to get through anything is through acting b'tzedakah.